Let's put Magnolia Shopping Center on the back burner for a moment. I forgot I had this documentation. I had a great email exchange, multiple email exchanges with Jane Alexander from Village Properties, because two properties came up as sold in January 2025, and one was in Bonnie Mead, and the other one was in Montecito Shores. And if you ever go down to the Biltmore Hotel, and there's a gated community there, and there's two associations behind that gate, and one is Bonnie Mead and one is Montecito Shores, and I could never keep them straight. So one sold in Bonnie Mead, and it sold for, it was built in 1965, and it sold for an unknown amount of money, because I don't seem to have that. They were asking $6.6 million. Oh, it sold for $6,450,000. Three bedrooms, three baths. Shoot, don't have the square footage. That might have been on the second page. The monthly association fee is $2,960 a month. I think that includes a Tesla. I'm not sure. Two parking spaces in the garage. And of course, they got a pool and all this. And, you know, it's just unbelievably, you know, three bedrooms, single level, ground floor, ocean view. It's, you know, really, really amazing. And it's amazing to think that you're basically buying a condo for that money. And the other one that sold was Montecito Shores. And that sold, that was asking $6,250,000. Sold for $5.9 million, also a three-bedroom, two-bath, also a single story. And the association fee there is only $1,919, so about $1,000 a month less. So Bonnie Mead, so again, Jane Alexander from Village Properties was the listing agent on the Bonnie Mead, and she replied to all my emails before finally issuing a restraining order. And so Sea Meadow was another development that Charlie Munger did in the 1990s. And that's a little different. That's over on the other side. That's adjacent, but you don't get through it. I don't believe you don't get through it through those same gates. I think you get through it through the other side. They're single family residences. That's its own HOA. I said to her, I remember Charlie Munger was involved in Sea Meadows. I'm surprised he didn't build it with the bedrooms in the middle with no exterior windows, which was a bad reference to his Munger Tower, UCSB, which was derailed. So they were initially apartments built in 1965 and 1974. We're not sure when they converted to condos. Sold the Bonnie Mead one. They're both single level. The one that sold for more money was a ground floor, and then Sea View was a top floor with two units below. And they were both on the hot sheet. So the one got $500,000 more. It was only 61 square feet larger. It was a full three-bedroom, three-bath versus the three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. But $1,000 more a month on the association fee of $2,900 versus $1,900. And it was the remodel was far superior, incredible. And a lot of them have balconies, and they enclose the balconies. You could add more square footage. And some of the units have done that. Generally, the balconies are smaller, a couple of chairs. I didn't say mine. The woman who bought it looked at mine, but preferred to do her own remodel. So she'll buy that for, $6 million. What did she pay? $5.9 million. And then the guess is she'll be into it for a lot more than $6,000,004 or $5 million. That's what the other one sold for. But she's going to, isn't it interesting? She knew who looked at it and knew who bought it. But she wanted to do her own remodeling, so that's good. You do your own thing. So now you have a little bit of a snapshot view of Bonnie Mead and Montecito Shores, the two homeowners associations behind the gates next to the Biltmore, built in 1965, 1974 as apartments. and now selling for $6 million for some of the hot ones and with views. Yeah, there you go. You want to buy one? Call me after the program. We'll set you up. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Next week, I'll tell you about Magnolia Shopping Center and the two-story structure they're building, looming over two houses on Santa Ana. But first, stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.